The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Last night, our Eurovision song was chosen. Henry McKean has been following proceedings. Henry, be still my beating heart.
Anton, I know you're a huge fan. And I spoke to you live from Malmo there last year with Bambi coming sixth. But yeah, this is absolutely huge in Eurovision world. At the Late Late Show Eurosong special last night chose a tune and it's Emmy. It's a Like a Party. It's about the Soviet space dog that dies in space. It's a great tune, just brilliant. And I'm absolutely thrilled. Now, absolutely thrilled.
I'm intrigued by the sentence, it's about the Soviet space dog that dies in space.
Yes.
I figure there will be one or two people, possibly, who may not have watched last night and therefore may not know the song. So let us return to the deceased Soviet space dog after we get a bit of a sample from last night's Late Late Show.
And this is your winner, Emmy, with Like a Party!
Now, I don't mean to be pedantic,
Anton,
Henry, but the line, she wasn't afraid, when they strapped her to the top of a Soyuz or whatever it was in 1957, I'm betting she probably was, Henry.
Well, I mean, this was a street dog, and yeah, you're right, Laika more than likely died of hypothermia or perhaps just got very, very hot and passed on. But there's a celebration there in that song.
There's a beauty in that song. Murder of dogs.
And, you know, it was co-written by Kilbeggan-based singer-songwriter Larissa Tormey. And it really is something quite special. I feel quite emotional even hearing the song because we know the dog dies. We know the dog had a life up there in space.
The dog didn't have a life up there in space, Henry.
It's just beautiful.
There is no narrative arc to this dog. There is no tragic flaw that caused its problem. This was a dog that Russian scientists couldn't be bothered getting a life support system together for, shot into space.
Well, it was
cooked.
57. It was, well, yeah, it baked dog or roast dog.
An odd topic to choose. And also geopolitically, Russia now? Is now the time to...
Well, I actually think it could bring peace. It could bring peace between Ukraine and Russia. This is what Eurovision does. You know, and yeah, you're right. In low Earth orbit, the little terrier did pass on. But it's beautiful.
Setting that to one side.
It's beautiful. And the competition last night was so strong. Bobby Arlo was by far the favourite amongst the Gen Zs, who are really organised when it comes to voting. The superfans and the experts all said it was going to be Bobby Arlo. That was a bit sort of like a Bambi 2.0. Samantha Mumba was awesome last night. She looked amazing with My Way, but just felt short and couldn't quite get over the line. So I think it's great also. I know, for example, we had 300 songs entering into this and we narrowed it down to six. And this particular song is going to the semi-finals on Thursday the 15th, hopefully the final on May 17th in Basel in Switzerland. And hopefully that we can beat Sweden and get past, we're joint seven with
them.
Why
do we have to beat Sweden specifically?
Because that we're joint seven on winning the Eurovision and we haven't won it in ages.
What do you think are our prospects with Laika, the sadly deceased space dog?
I think we've a real chance. I think all the Scandinavian countries will love it. My son listened to the song and I did, Michael Keeley, the head of delegation, did send me the songs in advance. And that was the only song that I said to him, the only song he chose out of the six that I really, really love this
now, again,
song.
Maybe I'm focusing on the wrong thing here, Henry, but Finland has just joined NATO and believes itself to be in a cold and heating war with Russia. You think they're going to love the Irish singing a song that celebrates the Russian space program while brushing under the carpet the murder of an innocent duck?
Well, I think the space race, I mean, the space race, if we leave out America and we leave out Russia, it was about humanity. It was about humanity. It wasn't about taking sides. And you know, you're right, on a more serious note.
It was about proving they had intercontinental ballistic missiles,
well,
Henry.
That too. But, you know.
Setting that to one side.
on a serious note, Israel, obviously, are back. Ireland will be competing with Israel in the semi-final. And they are sending a survivor of the Nova massacre on October 7th. And she hid under bodies for 8 hours. So it will be another politically charged Eurovision. But at the same time, you know, there is a little bit of history. Celine Dion, in 1988, she represented Switzerland. She is Canadian. And also, we did send Norway actually sent an Irish person, Fionnuala Sherry, back in 1995 with Nocturna. So it does happen that, you know, countries send someone who isn't from their country to represent them. And I know some people are going, what about all those brilliant Irish acts? What about all those fantastic, talented Irish people? And we're sending a Norwegian. And do you know what I say to that? Isn't it fantastic?
Now, you were explaining to me that realistically, and I'm sorry if I'm bringing things that were said in camera on air, but I don't think I'm breaching confidences, that our main objective is to make the semis. Is that it? Not so much win it.
Well, I mean, remember Bambi Thug last year. Sixth was a pretty good result, the best result since 2000. Yeah, you got to get into the semifinals and then all bets are off. It's all about, get out of the semifinals, I should say.
Sorry.
It's all about trying to get to the finals. And over the years...
So we start in the semis,
We
right?
start in the semis.
Okay.
Everyone starts in the semis except for the big five, which are basically the large European countries who pay more money.
Why are we not in the big five? We want it more than anybody else.
I know, because we don't pay enough money. So the big countries like Italy, Spain, Germany, the UK go straight to the final. So they always have that advantage where we and smaller countries have to fight it out in the semifinals, and there's two semifinals. So I think we've got a real chance this year. I actually feel quite happy. I was delighted last night. Absolutely thrilled.
Now, explain one thing to me that I've never fully understood. And I'll try. I'm sure I'm missing something.
I'm not a super
everybody
fan.
Is
a fan.
Well, you're fairly expert. I'm a fan.
Not a super fan.
Why did we have this halcyon period where we won it all of the time and now we can't get out of our own way?
Well,
what happened then?
It's different. I mean, obviously the Berlin Wall came down, so that meant more and more countries joined. So it made it more competitive. It wasn't block voting. Why aren't we winning like we did in the 90s, where we won it three times in a row or four times in the 90s?
And we won it with tunes that we still sing.
And
Johnny Logan had some hits,
yeah,
Henry.
Yeah, absolutely. Money. I think it's money as well. We don't spend that much money on the Eurovision. I know you'll be shocked to say that RTE do spend about €300,000, which is about a price of a house in Athlone. But at the same time, we don't spend like other countries spend, literally €1 million, €2 million. They spend so much money. So it's singer-songwriters, it's money. It's all about money. That's what gets you through.
Do you know how, I've yet to go through the entirety of the lyrics of this song, though I promise that I will.
Yeah.
Do we know how it concludes with Leica? Do they deal with the difficult demise at the end of her fourth orbit?
No, because it's an internal happiness in the sky. Remember, the street dog terrier is parting internally right now in the sky. So Emmy's trying to look at this in a positive way as a celebration.
So it takes a sort of a Major Tom philosophical approach to death in space.
Kind of. It's just wonderful. It makes me smile. I'm just so happy that we're sending Like a Party in the Sky.
And if it achieves nothing else, Henry, that I think is enough.
Yeah, and also to say Emmy is a wonderful person. I did get to meet her. I hate the word kooky, but she's very kooky. And she's had loads of success already in her career. She's only 24, and we wish her the very best.
Hear, hear. Totally, we do. And we hope that we get out of the semis and maybe even climb up the leaderboard and do well with this thing.
Anything can happen.
Henry, always a pleasure.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.